Minerals are also important because most of our metals and a lot of other commodities come from minerals. So when you buy sandpaper to sand down a piece of wood, you're basically looking at a bunch of little tiny grains of quartz that are glued on a piece of paper. Or garnet, if you're doing industrial abrasion. Diamonds are used for cutting. We have them all over saw blades. There are many different applications that we use minerals in their raw form for. Now, when we think about a mineral, we kind of throw this term around. A lot of people think of it as crystals. A crystal is a mineral. That's one example of a mineral. But when we want to scientifically define what a mineral is, we want to think about the observed properties that we as a human being can look at and or measure using our hands, our eyes, acid, streak plates, hardness kits. There are all kinds of tools that we use to define minerals differently from one another. And so when we look at a mineral, there are a group of principal physical properties that we want to observe. We want to look at the color of the mineral. What is its luster? Does it shine like a metal, or is it kind of dull like a piece of earth? Is it glassy or waxy? We want to observe the streak. And streak is where you simply scratch your mineral across a piece of porcelain and see what color is left behind on that porcelain plate. We want to think about the hardness of our minerals. Many minerals have very different hardnesses from one another, and this can be a key feature to tell two minerals apart. There's another principal property called density, which is basically how heavy something is in your hand. And there's the idea of cleavage or fracture, which is basically what happens if you hit a mineral with a hammer. Some minerals will always form the same shape over and over and over again. You can hit them with a hammer all day long, and they will form the same shape. And that's called cleavage. Some, when you hit them with a hammer, are just going to shatter, and so they don't have a cleavage. And then one of the last physical properties is external crystal form, which is when a mineral grows into a particular shape. And we'll see that this is not the same as cleavage, even though they can be mistaken for one another. Now, when we take two minerals, so for example, we can take the mineral calcite and the mineral quartz. They're both clear. They have about the same density. They can grow into similar crystal shapes. So if you found two of them side by side, you might not immediately think that they were two different minerals. But if you were to look a little more closely, you would notice that there are a few things that differ between them. For example, calcite is much softer than quartz. It has a hardness of only 3 on the hardness scale, which runs from 1 to 10, and quartz has a hardness of 7. So that would be one indicator, right off the bat, that you're looking at something different. If you were to smash calcite with a hammer, it has 3 cleavage planes. When you smash a quartz crystal with a hammer, or drop it off the counter, and it hits the floor, it shatters like glass, and the pieces don't repeat the same shape. So if you were to perform some simple experiments on your two minerals, you would see that these two things are very different from one another, even though they look the same when you just glance at them.